right, folks. Well, we've been covering this story since it broke. I had my cop buddy on the line over break, and I talked to him, and he was confirming 4 deaths to me. And now CNN is reporting at least 12 dead. CBS is saying 13 are dead. I don't know if the gunman is still at large. No, the gunman is amongst the dead. It looks like law enforcement got to him, but that's 13 confirmed dead right now after this hostage taking. And first of all, it scares me because it is very close to home where I am. Second of all, it scares me for the implications of this and much more gun restriction. I mean, it's mainstream news now out of Colorado and elsewhere. We had a caller calling from Oregon yesterday that ammunition, because people are worried, because people see what's going on with the economic strife, they're not sure if they're going to have a house, if they're going to be dealt with fairly, ammo's gone through the roof. It's up 200 to 300% in sales. We did cover all those stories of all the firearms they sold. It seems like the only small business owners in this country that are making any scratch at this point are the gun dealers and the ammo dealers. And I would really hate for more regulations, more restrictions to come on regular American citizens because of what one person did. I mean, again, we don't have all the facts on this. I'm sure a lot of this will flesh out over the weekend, and, you know, Alex will probably be covering it on the Sunday program. All right, let's continue to take your calls. We are on Paula in Illinois. Paula, you're on the line.
Hello. Hey, I listen to Alex just about every day, except for when he gets those right-wing Christians on. I can't handle it. But I have a little bit different perspective I was wanting to share with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that we've had a world order. Well, we've had a world currency since the end of World War II with Bretton Woods. It's just that it's been the dollar.
Well, Bretton Woods
took us off a gold standard in 1972. They immediately aligned with the Saudi Arabia to have gold oil back the dollar. So the dollar has been the de facto world currency since 1945. What I think we're seeing now is the other countries rebelling, and the same with the corporations ruling the world. That's not new. That's happened since 1945 with IMF and the World Bank coming in and ruling the third world countries for the benefit of U.S. capital and also international capital. And what the New World Order that Bush was talking about was when the Soviet Union was no longer around, that the United States would then control the entire world, both militarily, economically. I think the New World Order has been around for a long time is what I'm saying. It's not trying to put it in. We've had it. We've had it. It's just that as Americans, we
have. But they're announcing it more. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's been in the works for over 100 years. You know, we highlighted, you know, Hitler's book, H.G. Wells' book, all these institutions that you just talked about. You know, you didn't talk about some of the other ones, like, you know, them trying to bring in the League of Nations and then the Council on Foreign Relations after that actually being brought in. And, of course, the United Nations. You mentioned the Bretton Woods Institute. See, all this is being harmonized now. And you said it was, you know, the other countries rebelling. I don't see it that way. I see that as a staged mechanism, like Sarkozy saying, oh, you know, we're not going to get anything done. I'm gonna leave this conference right now. And then he's smiling at the end. No, this is definitely, though, to shift gears away from the United States as being the dominant country. It's about globalism in that respect. I don't think it's anybody rebelling. I think it's the fact that the United States' time has come, and now we have to amalgamate it into the North American Union to further this globalization process. I think the New World Order is an idea. I think it's a process. I think that when you have world leaders like Gordon Brown at the G20 summit actually announcing it, however, it's becoming more in the public eye, and you may see it as an actual institution or government organization in the near future. But have we been living under it? You're damn right we've been living under it for quite some time now. Paula, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Veronica, John, Adam, and others on the other side after we play a little Max Kaiser. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alright folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We're going to continue to go to your calls, Veronica, John, Adam, and Mark. But first I want to play this Max Kaiser on Paris TV clip. Folks, he says it all here. He names the criminals, who they are, what should be done to them, and how they are controlling this implosion of the economy like a controlled demolition coup d'etat. Hit it, Jaron.
Well, joining me now on the phone is Max Kaiser, the journalist and broadcaster, live from Paris in France. Max, Goldman and Morgan now subject to regulation. Isn't this what critics of their highly geared dealing have been demanding for years?
I'm not so sure, Ashton. I think this is a great way for them now to hide any close examination of their books. I think this is actually in the cards from the beginning because, as you know, Morgan and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have been involved in a tremendous amount of, let's call it euphemistically, money laundering over the years. And now by becoming a commercial bank, I believe that this is going to insulate themselves from any real close examination because they're going to be behind the firewall, behind Hank Paulson's firewall. You know, Hank Paulson has effectively hijacked the U.S. financial system. He's no different than the 9/11 hijackers as far as I'm concerned. He's a financial terrorist. And he's taken the U.S. banking system to the edge of the abyss, all for the benefit of the shareholders and his cronies at Goldman and J.P. Morgan, the U.S. taxpayer, the U.S. citizen, unfortunately, is going to get the short end of the stick.
But doesn't the new regulatory provision, because they will now be holding companies, mean that we can expect loads of SEC, U.S. Treasury officials all flying around the world to Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs' offices, checking all the records, interviewing the staff, checking on probity?
Yes, but at the same time, as this coup d'etat has taken place and given Hank Paulson dictatorial powers to determine what is fact, the information that should be disclosed or not disclosed, combine that with Bush's dictatorial powers to declare a state of emergency at the drop of a hat, I don't think we're going to see any of this information is going to see the light of the day. It's just like, you remember Building 7 on 9/11 is where they had all those Enron records, and those Twin Towers collapsing was kind of a cover to keep those records from being examined. You know, these guys will stop at nothing to keep their dirty laundry a secret.
So all the auditing companies that now these banks will be have to be scrutinized by under federal law.
What auditing companies? The ones that have been discredited for the last 10 years and gone out of business, like Arthur Andersen, who's auditing Enron, for example. The auditing companies, the rating agencies, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve Bank. This is a criminal syndicate. This should be investigated under RICO. These guys are wholesale thieving of trillions of dollars. The rest of the world, unfortunately or fortunately, will wake up to the fact that they should probably get out of the U.S. dollar, because that's the only tether between the rest of the world and this criminal syndicate on Wall Street headed up by Hank Paulson. So once they figure that out, the dollar goes into permanent decline, and the rest of the world will escape this nightmare of U.S. banking. Hank Paulson has become kind of like a Colonel Kurtz character. He's gone insane. Nobody can stop him. They need to send like a Martin Sheen guy up the river to find him and take him out, because he's taking the entire U.S. economy into oblivion.
At the very least, will they at least have to pay more tax? Because after so many years, people have been saying that Goldman Partners, when it was a partnership, they paid very little tax.
Are they going to be extradited from some low-tax country with a non-extradition agreement? They're not going to stick around in the U.S. when the Americans are going to have their pitchforks ready to go in and take back their country. They're not going to stick around for that. That's for somebody else to do.
Will the poor of America now be able to open current accounts, grandmothers with, you know, $10 to spare at Goldman Sachs brunch?
Ashton, I don't think you're getting the full picture here. In order to bail out these crooks, the Treasury and the Federal Reserve will flood the economy with trillions of dollars, which will take the value of the dollar down to zero. Sure, you can open an account at Goldman Sachs with your $100 retirement fund. Unfortunately, that $100 won't buy you any of it, won't buy you toilet paper. Toilet paper is going to be, you know, this is more valuable than the U.S. dollar in a few weeks' time. $100 a sheet. This is $100. I can make dollars right here all I want. Here's $1,000. Here's $5,000. Here's $1,000,000. It's all going at complete zero. It's like the Weimar Republic. They'll
actually
say, have all the money you want. They want
actually,
to
how did they pick
$500 billion? It doesn't make any difference. It's all worthless.
How did they pick the $700 billion figure anyway? Because there were some estimates of $1.3 trillion, then it was a $500. Where are they getting these numbers from?
The $700 billion is an arbitrary sum, and it's not the extent to which they can launder this money. It just means that they can't go exceed that level at any given moment of their laundering scheme. Let me tell you how it works. In other words, they got the $700 billion slush fund. They can buy a mortgage for 50 cents on the dollar to help out their banking buddies, and then they can resell it for some other chump for 20 cents on the dollar, book a loss for the American public, take it off the $700 billion slush fund, and then repeat the process over and over again. And they can keep the circular motion of this money laundering scheme, multinational Ponzi scheme, going. But now it's like it's a controlled demolition. It's not unlike 9/11, which was a controlled demolition. This is a controlled demolition of the U.S. banking system. Hank Paulson has become the arsonist and pyromaniac in chief. His job is to floor by floor take the U.S. banking system down, take the U.S. dollar down to its absolute zero, and do so without upsetting his Chinese masters, his Middle Eastern masters. And he's a tyrant. Under the Constitution, Hank Paulson qualifies as a tyrant and should be taken up on charges. Under the Constitution, it's a constitutional obligation of every American to get Hank Paulson into a court of law as a tyrant.
Well, you were talking about a question of timing. By the way, Building 7 is a bit more controversial. That we'll have to save that for another time. But as to the timing, as long as the Chinese don't withdraw their dollars, does that mean that they could just stave off a real systemic economic collapse in the United States till after the election?
I think that the word from China was that they were going to start dumping U.S. dollars. This is what triggered.
All right, let's pull the clip, guys. Let's pull the clip. He said it all there. It's a controlled demolition coup d'etat of the economy. He talks about them blowing out the economy like they blew out the floors of the World Trade Center. I mean, even the guy over there knew about Building 7. He's like, that's a bit more controversial. Well, not really. When you look at the facts, it all intertwines. All right. Let's continue to go to your calls. I believe we are on Veronica in Canada. Veronica, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I work at a health food store. And I'm always trying to inform everybody about silver, because silver, that can kill a lot of things. It can kill the avian flu.
The colloidal silver is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's right. And ionic as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got this letter at the store last night. It's a short letter. It says, please be informed. I don't know if it's just from the supplier or not, but this is from our supplier, but I don't know if they're the only supplier that got this letter or not. Please be informed that effective immediately, you are to withhold your entire inventory of silver solution products from Mission Falls Ionic Silver Solution from retail sale. This is a directive that has been issued to us straight from Health Canada. I'm sorry, my voice went all of a sudden.
You know, I've been hearing this. I actually got a couple of calls before you on my other show, and I thank you for the call, Veronica, that they seem to be regulating colloidal silver. And a lot of people have said, you know, this kills a lot of things like bird flu, Morgellons, and other types of diseases. So is this them trying to restrict our access to something that will keep us healthy? More than likely, if you have anything more, if you know that this has been restricted by law or basically your company has been given a cease and desist, let us know, and please email us the information over at prisonplanet.com or Aaron and Rob D. at Infowars.com. I thank you for the call. All right, and that could fit right into population control, a pandemic, you name it. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to John in California. John, you're on the air.
Hey, it's all Burmese all the time, man. This is great. How you doing?
Good, man.
So I wanted to just say thanks for everything. I've been pretty much using all your resources, all the Prison Planet TV stuff. I've been going through Tarpley's books. Now I'm reading Russ Baker's Bush book. Man, what an amazing, amazing, amazing compilation that is. But I wanted to call and talk to you about the occult, you know, because I heard somebody call the other day, and you were like, like white magic, black magic, this and that. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people that do use magical type practices are, funnily enough, being validated by quantum science. Because the behavioral type stuff that happens in, say, like a magic spell or a meditation or whatever you want to call it, actually happens on the atomic level. And they're finding these things, like these non-local principles, in quantum physics, you know? So it's interesting that, like, these mystery religions are being sort of validated physically.
Well, let's just say this. I mean, let's put it in this perspective. Alchemy used to be, you know, not only, you know, this occult ritual type stuff, but it was science. You know what I mean? These things were intertwined back in the day.
It was meta-science, you know? And they would even say, like, there was people that thought that it was a code, you know, that alchemy, the search for the Rose Cross, for instance, was a code for a man having sex with woman, becoming God, creating life. You know, so I mean, also, like, I'm not giving validity or not. I'm just saying we do have freedom of religion under the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, and so I'm not trying to control anyone's religious beliefs. I just put it out there that, look, I'm not pro-occult either side, and I think a lot of people that do, like, these white magic practices are kind of fooling themselves into believing, like, they're part of a different spectrum of the people that do the black magic stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's possible, but I mean, I was raised Catholic, like Roman Catholic, and I didn't dig on it at all. So, and then I started to do some of this, like, ritual magic type stuff. And I'm not super into it, but I've gone to some different masses and met a bunch of cool people, and I've really had some spiritual experiences that have, like, brought me, cool things. So what I'm saying is, like, you know, the word occult itself is kind of like, it's, you know, there's no value judgment to have on it. Just like globalism. You know, because I think that globalism, and I not like the zeitgeist thing, or not certainly not killing 90% of us, but, you know, if have you ever read Buckminster Fuller?
No. No, I haven't.
Man, this guy's book's called Synergetics and Synergetics 2. He basically, I mean, he invented the geodesic dome and all these different metals that are banned for use because they would be too strong, you know?
Interesting. John, I thank you for the call. I'll definitely check it out. You know, I'm not necessarily against anybody because of their religious beliefs. I just feel like you look at the guys at the top, they're into the occult. Why is that? Maybe there is something to it, folks. Who knows? It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy.
I'm in Canada. Adam, you're up.
You put a gun in my head.
Are we on Adam? We're on Adam, right?
Yes,
yes sir.
Adam. Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi. How are you today, Jason?
Good.
That's good to hear. The theme of it today, or some of it I've noticed from the callers, is on how to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been finding a lot of trouble myself. I've only been awake 6 months, about a year. And I find it really difficult to convince people of what's going on, mostly because whenever you say anything, you look like you're crazy. You know what I mean? We've all been programmed to think that conspiracy theorists are nuts and they believe in aliens and all that kind of stuff and draw those kind of connections. And I just I wanted to talk about ways to wake up people that are close to you or people that you know slowly.
Sure, sure. How do I do it?
Yeah, how do you do it?
All right, well, I mean, first of all, technology is a double-edged sword just like anything, just like the guy called in the occult, I guess. You know, it can be used to do good or harm. So I use it to do good. In other words, you know, I have stuff on my phone that I can break out in a moment's notice if I get into a conversation with somebody about something. I usually also feel someone out, see where their perspective is and where they're coming from, you know, get their opinion first, and then try to find a common viewpoint to ease them into it. I also find that it doesn't hurt to have a actual internet-ready computer by your side while you're talking to these people. It's always good to be able to talk about this stuff off the cuff, you know, at dinner, somewhere else. But not only that, you have to be able to find the sources that easy. If that takes, you know, doing a little research and just having some bookmarks quick on your home PC, have those ready. You know what I mean? I would also, you know, definitely try to show that this supersedes left and right and show some of the scarier stuff. I think that the implantable microchip is, you know, the Vera chip and, you know, the Real ID Act, RFIDs are one of the scariest things out there. And they're very, very easy to prove to people. I mean, I can pull up a chip for sale right now on eBay that I can order, have within a week, and if I want, inject myself with. I mean, that's a privatized one. But then there are these other programs, you know, I like to pull up the clip from 2004 when Peter Jennings is admitting that 144 Mexican workers in the National Security Agency over there took chips for secure places at the workforce, you know, to gain access. So I try to find common points that are going to scare everybody or get everybody to at least take a look at that information. And another thing that I often tell people, friends and family, you know, have the card game at your house. You know, have a drinking night before you guys go out to the bar on Friday at your house and put something like the Obama deception or Fabled Enemies on in the background. And, you know, while you're sitting there, you know, playing cards or kings or whatever you're doing, maybe some poker, have that on. So you, maybe you catch somebody's ear and they go, wait, what did he just say? Wait, what is this? What am I watching? Get them interested that way. You know, you just have to draw them into one point of interest and this whole world expands. I'm sure as you're aware, I mean, who woke you up? You've only been awake 6 months to a year. What was it that started you on your journey?
Me personally, yeah. I'd always been into hip hop and, something prevalent throughout hip hop culture was the idea that drugs were brought in by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was nonsense. And I even heard of Alex Jones like 10 years ago at a girlfriend's father who was, crazy guy. I thought he was crazy. And he showed me, a radio program by him and stuff like that. I always thought he was nuts. First time I ever heard your the loose change, I thought you were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what really changed was I was just scanning through some news documents, and it was something about absolutely proven that in the 1980s the CIA flew cocaine into L.A.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what they were doing is they were taking cocaine and marijuana from South America, and then they were trading arms, but they weren't even hard. See, they would use plausible deniability and proxy nations. In other words, they would have Israel round up all the weapons from the Czech Republic and other parts of, you know, Romania, all these places in Europe, and then they would take the weapons and they would give them to the Contras, again, giving us plausible deniability, but it was all run by our intelligence organizations. This came out in hearings. People got convicted of it. To say that it's a conspiracy theory is absolutely ludicrous. We had multiple pilots go public and say that they not only flew them into the United States, but they flew the drugs into U.S. air bases where they were protected and paid. Go ahead.
And that's exactly what woke me up was I sat there and I went, well, there's this something that I didn't believe in for so long that I thought was just silly, you know, mumbo-jumbo. And then you find out that it's absolutely true, 100%. And then you go, what other crazy things have I heard about or nonsensical things that I passed off as,
well, it
shows
you that all this information is important and that we can't drop these types of issues because they use them again and again. If it's the drug war that woke you up and brought you into all this, try to find something like that for other people. Remember, play on their beliefs at first and then bring them across. The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls in a moment, but I just want to thank one final sponsor today, SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the NWO. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their prices for heirloom seeds at www.survivalistseeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for just $108.95. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. It's survivalistseeds.com. All right, let's jump to our next caller. We are on Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, bro.
How you doing?
You know, my impression is that I call it the reign of the beast. And my gut impression is I'm not even remotely worried about people like you. I'm concerned about the people who think themselves Christian because they fall lockstep with everything they've been programmed into. Somebody, you're a Berean. You trust what you can verify and substantiate. And when somebody questions your questioning, you go, why is it you have a problem with me asking a question about this thing that you maintain is so important? Why is it you insist that I take what you have to say at face value?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I want to clarify is that from my point of view, and of course people are free to disagree, mm-hmm. is that we're looking at the reign of the beast. And the beast is not going to come to power because he's so open and honest about what he's really about.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come to power because he's slick and smooth and charming, like a tried to explain to my dear demented parents, the more smooth and eloquent a politician's rhetoric is, that means you have to crank up the gain on the bull spit detector. It means you have to be all the more careful about what are they saying, because politicians are relying on us taking their stated goals at face value. Oh, by the way, my site is doyoulovejesus.org, and I'll be the first to admit I'm trying to get it rebuilt because it's a mess right now. And you understand that the word agnostic and the word ignorance are of the same root, that you're not just concerned about. You want to be able to test things and verify things. It's not that you have a problem with the Christian religion. You have a problem with the apostate institution, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I have a problem with people telling me I'm a less of a human being if I believe this or I believe one way. And I just feel like we're never going to be able to defeat these guys and try to bring back the Constitution and Bill of Rights if we're bickering over things as petty as religion or race or, you know, creed. All that stuff is out the window. It really is an us-against-them mentality where it's the general populace, who they feel are the serfs, the slave class, against the elites. And I could care less what somebody believes religiously. And, you know, I respect their beliefs, but at the same time, I don't feel like I should have to adhere to them.
Amen. So, you're going to be on tonight?
I am going to be on tonight, my man.
Well, I'll tell you what, I imagine you probably have other callers. Again, doyoulovejesus.org, that's letter U. And I'm trying to get it to where it's not the embarrassment that it is now. And I gather we can continue this discussion later, because I believe the Apostle Paul, name sound familiar, had warm memories of the Bereans when he wrote, test everything, including, you know, because the thing is, I look at how people have accepted things at face value as though truth were a democracy, and I'm like, no, it's not. And God's not going to ask my advice on Judgment Day about your soul any more than he's going to ask your advice about mine, so why are we hung up about my opinion as to where any particular person or set of persons is going? Why don't we just try to live out a genuine message? You see, the thing is, tough love is essentially we must be accountable to each other, knowing that ultimately we're going to be accountable to the Creator himself by whatever name you believe that Creator to be called. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, Mark. I hope you call in later tonight. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Glosser in Indiana. Glosser, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wonder why we seem to be so powerless as a society to call these people out on the carpet and do something with them as far as bringing criminal charges against them when we know who the players are. We know who these people are that are perpetrating these crimes against this republic. And also, I'd like to say that it's just unbelievable how much time is wasted trying to wake people up. I think we need to organize and quit wasting so much time on these people that you deem needing to be woken up or whatever.
But if you look at it this way, like, all right, let's look at people that are just angry right now. They know something's wrong, right? But
yeah,
they don't know exactly
needs to be done,
what.
Though. We need to just quit talking. We need to organize.
Well, I agree, but look,
and bring the battle to them because.
Well, let me give you an example, man. Like we have organized before. In fact, a lot of the grassroots organizations out there are the originators of this Tea Party idea. Now, we don't have a mainstream television network. We have a message. You know, we have radio shows like this one, shortwave, internet stuff, websites. We don't have an O'Reilly Factor. We don't have a Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck goes and sees that a lot of people are nervous, a lot of people are unrest, a lot of people want to trust the establishment no matter how corrupt they are. And he uses that to organize those people. And it's controlled opposition, and they get those in the masses. So I still think it's very important that we wake people up. And if you're talking about organizing, you know, let's infiltrate these organizations. I'm encouraging people to go down to San Antonio on April 15th to this Tea Party, bring copies of the Civilian Inmate Labor Program document with you. I'm going to be bringing the copies out. I'm going to be handing them out to people. And let's try to get these people into our organizations, you know, because we all talk about we need to organize, we need to do this. We do know who some of the players are, and we have tried to organize things. I mean, you know, we put Ron Paul out into the public eye and really gave him a push so that he was one of the last real candidates in the primaries. You know, I think it's all about getting a unified message and bringing more people into the fold. Go ahead.
Even get voted for, and that's what's going on. Basically, I'm going to start my own revolt this year I'm not going to file a federal tax return. I'm not going to fund my own destruction from now on. And if all the American people got pissed off and said, I ain't funding this crap no more, I'm not going to fund the destruction of my own country and fund these criminal people and not file a federal tax return, they can't put us all in jail. And if they try, who cares? Bring it on.
I'm with you there, Glosser. I thank you for the call. All right, we got a bunch of callers from Indiana. Let's go to George in Indiana. George, you are on the line.
Hey, Jason, I know you've seen probably all the videos, but my chin hit the floor when I seen this latest one on YouTube about Bush in the school right before they started to read the pet goat.
Yeah, well, let me stop you right there first. Before that, his brother Jeb Bush had declared martial law and a state of emergency in Florida 2 days before 9/11, okay? There was a weird instance where someone wanted to photograph Bush in the very beginning. People have said, you know, was this an attack on him? Were they trying to assassinate him? No one knows what this is. But, for instance, we have pictures of him in the classroom, not only in the classroom, but in the school, and supposedly someone's pointing to the first plane hitting the building. Bush went public twice and said that he saw the first plane hit live on television. Now, we know that's totally and completely impossible unless he was watching it on a closed-circuit television, because that didn't air until about, I think, 9 Eastern time that evening, the first plane hitting. Now, what we can establish is that he knew about the first attack, the first plane strike, before he went into that classroom. Okay, so then once he's admitted to that several times. So once he's in the classroom and Andy Card comes in and he tells him something, people have speculated, oh, it's the second tower, or oh, we're under attack. He sits there for another 15 plus minutes before he leaves with his security force. Now, that tells me two things. Number one, it tells me that this is not a surprise, otherwise he would have left immediately. And number two, it tells me that the Secret Service must have known he was safe there. Okay, if this was a real attack, if this is a real terrorist event, you've got hijacked airliners, you've got threats to the president, you'd get him out of there. It was highly publicized where he was in Florida. But they put all these things into play, like the martial law and, you know, the school photo op in Jeb Bush's state on purpose. Go ahead.
Now, this adds the icing to the cake, because it was done in a cult-like fashion. This latest video on YouTube is the kids saying words that the teacher is pointing onto the board, and they always had the sound off on this, but what it's saying is kite, hit, steal, plane, must. That's a cultish for kite, plane, must, hit, steal. Mm-hmm. In other words, the planes were remote controlled like a kite, and if you watch this video, you can see Bush almost turn into the devil. I mean, you wouldn't believe the facial expression.
I've seen the video. I've seen the video. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's very unnerving. You know,
man.
He's reading My Pet Goat. Is that a symbolism for Baphomet? Very possibly. You know, they're into the occult. I try to stick to what I can prove. Is it interesting? Yeah, it is interesting. I thank you for the call, my man. All right, let's go to Brandon in Indiana. It's the trifecta of Indiana calls. Brandon, you're on the line.
Well, I thought I'd mention something about all this occult talk. You know, really, it's just an operating system. You can't demonize the system. It's ultimately the people and what their goals are, and most of them, that most of the people we're referring to, their goals are basically to destroy human will and humanity itself. I would like to draw everybody's attention to, I mean, I believe mostly how they're doing what they're doing is through contracting. Everyone's got free will. They offer these benefits. They offer these contracts. And I'll just tell you, Indiana, Mitch Daniels, has been privatizing all of our benefits. But people are basically signing their rights away to the government, and they see that as their ability to do what they will with you. If you're going to give your rights to them, then
they're
going to
take them.
Do what they want to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is that kind of a mentality where they want our permission and they want us to allow them to come in and do this sort of thing. You know, they only like to go by force, you know, conquest, when they ultimately have no other choice. Otherwise, it's consent. You know, those are two main modes of operating is, you know, consent and conquest. And when they can't get consent, you know, they consent to conquest, in other words, to go into something like Iraq and Afghanistan, they'll pull off an attack here, and then they will get consent.
Right. Right. So, we do have one weapon, though. It is in the commercial code, the Uniform Commercial Code, an explicit reservation of rights.
Mm-hmm.
You sign your name and you write without prejudice above your name and underline it. It's in the commercial code. It's how they operate. The court system uses it. But the thing is, you need to know what you're doing.
About common law, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can set all these declarations out there. There's a film out there called Hijacking Humanity that has a large section on common law. I encourage people to check that out. Thank you for the call, my man. All right, we got a few more callers on the line. Let's go to Jordan in Texas. Jordan, you're up.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I need to get your thoughts on something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, actually June, I'm going to a wedding with my family in Cozumel. Do you think that it's something? Do you think I'm going to lose my head or?
Where are you going to this wedding?
In Cozumel, Mexico, and I got a. You know, my brother said he would go if you guys okayed it.
Listen, you can't live your life in fear. There are plenty of people that go out into danger zones and return. Is Mexico a dangerous place? In some places, yeah. You know, is the Middle East a dangerous place? In some places, yeah. But you can't live your life in fear. I mean, there are people that go on vacations, they get bit by a spider, they get malaria, they die. Is that how you want to live your life in total and complete fear? Listen, man, go, have a good time, and, you know, just be aware. You know, I hope you don't come back dead, because then I sound like a total douche, but I'm just saying, you can't live your life in fear. You know, I wouldn't be going into a war zone where, you know, there's guns firing all over the place, but you should be able to go to Mexico.
You heard that. Pack up your family. We're going to Mexico.
All right, man. You got it. All right, let's go to Jason in Missouri. Jason, you're up.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
It's an honor to talk to you. I'm seeing loose change, and I've used it to wake up a couple of good friends of mine. And, you know, it's great to see other people get the same feeling out of it that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was calling because lately I've been noticing a trend, even with the people that I've woke up, is that people are just repeating what you say or what Alex says.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily have a problem with that. My problem comes from people not actually going and looking for themselves.
I have a big problem with that. I think that you need to verify everything I say. I'm not going to get everything 100% right, neither is Alex Jones. And that's why... Well, basically what I do before I come into every show is I just go scan the regular news wires. I go to Reuters, I go to MSNBC, I go to Fox, I go to The Telegraph, and I go to The Guardian. Those are my big five sites. Now, other than that, I also check my MySpace and my Facebook. So a lot of the information I present here really isn't even my own. It is coming out of the mainstream media, but it's really coming out of all the little info warriors all across the country that are sending me this stuff. You know, well, for instance, Section 1710 of the Give Act, I wouldn't have known about that unless one of my callers came in and said, listen, you need to listen to what 1710 is. He read it to me. I then went and verified it myself and checked it out. Other people should be doing the same. You know, it's not enough just to listen to the podcast or listen to the radio show. Please look at these articles. Please look at these videos. Verify what I'm saying is true. And if I'm incorrect, let me know. If you have another take on it, we encourage you to call in. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it, too. I mean, if one person comes up to somebody who's not awake and just completely recites word for word what was said on the radio show, great, you've said what you've heard, but you have nothing to back that claim up at all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have you may not have a date. You may not have anything that's actually tangible to prove to somebody. And then, I mean, if you actually have studied something and you are educated on it, you have no problem defending your point of view. And people kind of respond better to someone who's confident with what they're saying. And a lot of people are like, well, why can't I wake this person up? Well, it's because you're not completely awake yet yourself, in my eyes.
Well, it took me a long time to get to the point where I was comfortable doing this on a massive level. It took me a short period of time. I got a pretty good memory to try to take some of these facts to my friends and my family. But like you said, it's very difficult when you're just sitting there talking to somebody and you don't have the article right in front of you to back up. It's gotten a lot easier with the advent of cell phone technology, wireless internet everywhere, laptops, and that sort of thing. However, you're correct. I mean, if you're sitting there babbling and coming off sounding crazy and you're not confident, you're not making eye contact, obviously you're not going to encourage somebody to take a look at the information you're presenting. You know, you have to be cool, calm, collected, and focused on what you're trying to tell somebody.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, man. And like I said, I've used your movies to, and Alex's movies to wake up people, and I'm going to keep doing that till, you know, it's outlawed, and I'll probably keep doing
and it will be outlawed, but keep rocking it, Jason. I appreciate the call. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to finish up with a few more callers. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we're going to do the rebroadcast all day except for when my show comes on, starting in about 10 minutes. If you missed anything from the first segment, we went over Gordon Brown and his New World Order speech at the G20 Summit. We went over Anderson Cooper saying, wow, they declared a New World Order. A few people in the United States are pretty concerned about that. No kidding we're concerned about it, because a New World Order means less for us and more for them. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection, Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, final segment. And joining us now, Alex Jones. Alex, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I've been taking care of business all day, and I'm about to take my children fishing. And I was listening to the show, and that was, you know, that last caller was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. But I don't completely agree with him. Or by that, I mean, I don't think we should spend all our time being too worried about how we present things, or obsessing or trying to convince those. Hey, if people want to have all their 401k stolen and want to live in a world government and want to have their goods confiscated, I mean, we've been doing people a favor. You know, we're doing something for humanity, warning all these stupid, self-serving, themselves, arrogant, foolish people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought feel sorry for that guy who's trying to wake folks up and they give him problems. But, you know, I give people documentation, evidence, hardcore facts, and they still deny it. And so I say to that guy or to others, just move on. Move on. There's always people that want to be suckers. There's always people that want to be slaves. I don't think people are running around regurgitating what they heard on Infowars.com or on the radio show. All we do is cover legislation and documents and have guests on, and literally 98% of what we cover on the radio is posted on the website. And so, no, we have the higher standard of journalism. We have the higher standard of documentation. We've done a fabulous job. It's the mainstream whore media that's now trying to play catch-up. And so I think the most important thing relaying information to people is to be confident and to say, listen, we have a world government coming down on us, and we've been right all along, and we need to point that out to people. Look, who even needs to wake up one of these arrogant nobodies who is on a power trip thinking that, you know, they run the planet and the establishment doesn't have anything over on them? I mean, who wants to wake up somebody that doesn't instinctively know that government's too big and that tyranny's out of control and that freedom's under attack at every level of society and that we're in serious trouble? Listen, 5% won the Revolutionary War against Britain. We got way more than 5% right now. And so the main thing is just to go out and wake up those that want to be woken up, but also say no, no, no to this system and call for the arrest of these bankers. Jason, I appreciate you filling in today. You'll be back live tonight, 9 to midnight, on the Genesis Network and simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the abbreviated Sunday show. And Monday, I'm doing a big two-hour presentation in the four-hour show ahead of Glenn Beck and Popular Mechanics, debunking the FEMA camps. And I told folks a month ago he was going to debunk them. They're like, no, he says they're real. He's going to expose them. You'll see, Jones. Now, I wish Glenn Beck was for real. I wish he was joining the team. But the guy called for Ron Paul supporters to be arrested a year ago. He's total New World Order, so that big expose is coming up. Burmese, great job. And I really appreciate you filling in.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. Yeah, I mean, he also associated us with Tim McVeigh types that were going to pull off the next terror attack in the United States, completely trying to demonize us. I mean, Glenn Beck is a shill among shills, folks. If you buy into that guy, I feel bad for you, and I might have a bridge to sell you as well. All right, let's go to one final caller. He's out of the Ukraine. I got to take him. Let's go to Eric in the Ukraine. Eric, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Eric from Kiev, Ukraine. I just want to speak about freedom a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What I found, I moved to Germany, Bavaria, in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
I was luckily one of the 10% of Americans that has a passport. I got out.
Yep.
And it changed my life. And really, there's, you know what's so great about Europe? There's so much freedom. Mm-hmm. You can just travel wherever and get so much culture and life. But
Eric, I wish I could have kept you over. We're at the end of the show. Let you get that little blurb in. It's the Alex Jones Show. The rebroadcast begins in about 40 seconds, folks. If you missed anything about the G20, about Anderson Cooper talking about a new world order, about Max Kaiser and the controlled demolition coup d'etat, it's on the way. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.